This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and we are Spy Fat Chicks. And this episode has been a long time coming, as you'll see in the description.
It's the ill-fated soda episode.
Yeah. So this is a little bit of an introduction to an episode that we thought that we had lost.
That took us three tries to finally record, but in reality, we just didn't get a chance to finish it because I had to go to work. We found what we had recorded, and it's good, and we don't want to redo it because we won't get it quite the same way as before.
Yeah.
But we still had some items we wanted to add, and we've picked up a few sodas to go along with it. So
this next part of the episode is going to be about root beer, and it was recorded back in September, and then we'll have a little bit of a tasting with some more gourmet drinks, soft drinks afterwards.
So we hope you enjoy what we found in our long-lost archives. We'll be right back.
This is Sheila.
And this is Tracy.
And we are Zvi Fat Chicks. And this is probably the third time we've recorded this episode.
We hope this doesn't become, like, our white whale. We eternally chase this episode. It just never turns out right.
Call me Ishmael.
Yes.
The first two episodes, the first one didn't turn out. We just kind of petered out. The second one we recorded down by the lake and it was way too windy.
Yeah. The first one was just disorganized and we looked at each other halfway through and we're like, this isn't working. We need to stop.
You can tell there's no magic there.
Yeah.
So we're at home. If you hear snuffling and chewing, it's the dog with his giant bully stick of twistiness and doom.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got him something to keep him occupied while we record this. And this is one of Sheila's favorite food / beverage things ever. Without it, she is an evil, evil woman. And it's not coffee. It's soda.
Soda pop.
So now she's going to belch excessively because it's a soda episode. And she really is a bear in the morning unless she gets soda, and it has nothing to do with the caffeine.
It has to do with the refreshing texture of the delicious little bubbles that scrub my mouth and cool me off and make me happy.
I've seen you get up and drink ginger ale, and you act like you've just had caffeinated beverages. So we're enjoying some of our favorite sodas right now. I have a Diet Stewart's. Sheila's drinking just diet cola?
Yeah, just regular diet cola.
Not gonna drink the ginger beer?
No, I already had a bottle of the ginger beer today from Stewart's, and it is incredibly bitey and burny. So, it's delicious, but it is a...
Best in small doses?
Yes.
Much like radiation?
Yes. It is a limited exposure kind of thing.
Yes. We're going to talk about the sodas that you probably don't drink very often and why you should drink them, because they're awesome. We're not going to talk much about, like, Coke and Pepsi and all that other good stuff. It's nothing wrong with those. We're not soda snobs. We love Diet Coke. Oh my god, Coke Zero?
There we go.
That's what I usually reach for when I go into, like, a convenience store if it's there. But
we might talk about some of the experimental things.
Yes.
But by and large, you know the big guys out there. There's been numerous specials on TV about them, so we don't really feel the need to go over that territory that's already been covered.
Exactly.
We would like a one-stop shop, though, of unique or boutique or gourmet sodas. And, of course, it's soda in some places, pop in others, soda pop, soft drinks, depending on where you go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all the same delicious refreshingness.
Where I grew up, you actually would say pop. I used to say pop until I was a young teenager, and I spent my first summer with my sister and brother-in-law, and Jeff always said soda. And I just picked it up from there. I guess it was like my impression. I'm just going to ignore you when you belch now. I'm not going to even acknowledge it. So stop looking at me expectantly. But I never really... I don't know if I was impressionable or what. I just picked up soda and I started saying soda, and I've been saying it for a very long time. That's enough. It's interfering with the quality of the podcast now. It's disgusting. Stop.
All right.
There we go. So, Sheila says soda because she's been around me for so long, she's picked it up.
And we lived in Morgantown where they said both.
Said both. Soda,
because it was like near the Mason-Dixon line, so you get both.
Yeah. You could say anything and go into a restaurant, any of those, and they would get you what you wanted. Whereas here, I say soda now and people look at me funny.
Although, from what I've heard, and this isn't just from one person, in the Deep South, everything's a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's go get a couple Cokes and I'll come back with, like, Sprite. Because okay. It's like Kleenex.
Yeah.
Where it's the brand name has become the designation for that particular product.
Yeah. First soda that you probably don't drink and you should, Dog and Suds root beer.
Delicious.
Oh, so delicious. We ran into it in West Virginia. We were living in Granville, which is a tiny little community across the river from Morgantown. There was this convenience store in Granville that was across the street from the tiny little laundromat we used to go to. So we'd go put our stuff in the laundromat. We'd walk across the street to the convenience store and we'd go pick up a soda. Because that's almost us, that's a treat. Let's go and get a bottle of soda while we're doing our laundry or something.
Yeah.
And this is the convenience store that when we moved was no longer there. It was there, but it was no longer open, no longer functional. When we moved to Granville, you know how places advertise outside? We have lottery
ice cream.
Ice cream, whatever.
Yeah.
They had...
bread, beer, and snuff.
Yeah, but snuff was on the sign.
Now, for those of the northern bent, and while this is going to mostly apply to Canadians, snuff is one of those things that's pretty much American. I mean, you don't really get it up here in Canada. They do sell it, but it is not near as popular as it is in the States.
And by snuff, we mean chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
We mean, like, Skoal.
I was going to say, it's... well, people think of snuff and they think of, like, the old Bugs Bunny cartoons where they're taking a pinch of it and going...
yeah, you think the Victorian powder, they have the little snuff box and they go... no, we're talking, like...
finely shredded, well, it's like particulate chewing tobacco that you take a big pinch of and you put in your
cram in your mouth.
And it goes everywhere and is pretty gross and... people either like it or they don't.
Yeah.
There's nobody that has, like, a middle opinion on snuff. It's like, people are either totally revolted by it or can't live without it.
Yes. And it's very prevalent the further south you go.
Yeah, right.
And West Virginia is about... well, no, even in Western Pennsylvania, it's a pretty big thing. A lot of people have it.
It's a working man kind of thing because... and this is just my pet theory. I don't know if it has anything to do with it. But you can do that and work on something with both hands. Mm-hmm. Whereas with a cigarette, you kind of have to use your hands at least once in a while. You can stick it in your face and... take drags and blow the smoke out, I guess, but with snuff, you can actually...
well, there's also the open flame element to that, too.
Well, exactly, and if you're, like, in a coal mine or if you're in some place where it's dangerous to have a spark or a flame, the guys go for snuff.
Well, I was also thinking along the lines of how it's become such an anti-tobacco environment. If you're someplace where you can't smoke, sometimes you can get away with snuff. I knew people where I worked in Morgantown that...
yeah.
Granted, it was supposed to be a no-tobacco product use in the building. But they still were using snuff discreetly.
Well, as long as they were discreet, you can get away with it.
Nobody really noticed. So that's, I think, part of it now,
Well, and they brought up that stuff, too, the snus. Which is...
by Camel, isn't it?
It's a Swedish chewing tobacco, and it comes in, like, a little pouch. And it doesn't just have tobacco in it. It's got other, like, natural flavorants in it. Like, for example, it could be, like, mint. It could be, like, a fruit-flavored one where they'd actually have, like, little
They had this stuff advertised all over Morgantown, and I used to laugh because there's this episode of Futurama. It was called Snus Snus, but it wasn't what you think. If you've seen the episode, you know
Death
what I'm talking.
Death by Snoo Snoo.
Yes. So every time I saw the snus, I was like, Snus Snus!
But that's the stuff that you can actually use and you don't have to spit. How did this end up getting into the soda pop episode?
Because of that.
Because of the place where you get dog insuds.
That place where we got the dog insuds. So
anyway, enough about that.
this scary little convenience store. They remodeled a couple years later, though, and they took the sign down and it didn't have it up anymore. But we were in there the one day and they sold, like, the modern equivalent of penny candy, like 5 cent candy or whatever. They had little bins of that.
Inflation, it's a quarter now.
Yeah, I used to get the little gummy hamburgers there.
Oh, yeah. And they had the little... sharks and...
yeah. And Sheila found this liter bottle of this stuff called Dog and Suds. And she bought it because she's like, I've never seen this before. If we find a soda we've never seen, we're going to buy it. She buys it, runs outside, opens it, and drinks it. And it was...
love at first sip.
Oh, yeah.
It was so creamy. Usually you don't get creaminess in commercial root beers. And it was just the right amount of sweetness. It was creamy, it was delicious, and on the label, it's from a drive-in, I guess. Like, kind of like a place where you park and they bring the food out to you, like a car hop kind of place, in Ohio. I'll find more information and post a link on the blog.
We're going to pilgrimage there someday.
Yes, I'd love
it's
to go there
open,
someday.
We're going to pilgrimage.
So I guess it was so, the root beer was more popular than the food, so they just started bottling it and selling it. Kind of like A&W, I guess.
Yeah. We saw it someplace else once. And the only places we've ever seen it was that little convenience store and this other little place in West Virginia. I don't remember where.
Yeah.
But I remember, really, oh my god, they have dog insides. Let's buy it.
Yeah, it's not like a really wide distribution. No. So if you can find it, grab a case.
Yeah. Especially if you're a root beer fan.
It's delicious.
You'll like it. It's a good happy medium for root beer. I liked it. And it came in liter bottles, which made it even better.
Yes. Anytime I can get more pop for the same amount, it's awesome.
Yes. So the next up on the hit list for tasty, tasty beverages.
Dads, maybe?
Yeah, I want to stick with the root beers and then work our way down. We're root beer fans.
I love root beer.
I love root beer. I love birch beer. I'm a little bit of a soda snob. I like root beer better, or soda better in glass bottles. And most of the time, root beers, the good root beers, come in glass bottles anyway. So I'm excited.
Yes.
But yeah, the next one, Dad's. That's a blast from the past for me. So we used to get that growing up.
Yeah, and it's all over the place in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
You could pretty much find it anywhere in any convenience store.
And they have it in glass bottles.
Woo, woo.
So Dad's is a good one. I've had it since I was a kid. It's a good
Any
smooth
particular
root beer.
Flavor notes?
No, it's just smooth. A good middle-of-the-road smooth root beer.
Okay.
And then there's
Gale's root beer?
Gale's, yes.
Gale's root beer is available from gourmet shops. We got ours from Slight Indulgence in Morgantown, and it's by the chef Gail Gand, who I didn't really know a lot about until we watched this one episode of At the Table With, which is kind of like Inside the Actor's Studio with
or behind the
cooks,
music.
Or Behind the Music with cooks and chefs. And Gail Gand, I guess, worked in England, did like an apprenticeship there. Oops, I accidentally kicked the dog.
Like he notices right now, he's in the chewing zone.
So she apprenticed with this cook that made all of his own root beer. So she made her version, and as like an homage to it, it's really, really, really good. And it's got lots of notes of spice in it. There's definitely vanilla, heavy vanilla, cinnamon, a little bit of clove maybe, but not like overwhelming. The big main notes are probably cinnamon and vanilla for Gail's root beer. And it has this little picture of a scruffy little dog on it. I guess the dog's name was Rudy. Oh, Rudy.
It's a good root beer. And I want to talk about Slight Indulgence for a second. If you live in Morgantown and you're looking for some of these sodas, some of the root beers, go to Slight Indulgence. They have a great selection. Friendliest staff in the world. They're all really nice. Especially the girls that work at the downtown store.
Yeah, the sisters.
The sisters are so sweet.
They're really cool.
If you brew, they sell homebrew equipment in the back of the downtown store, too. You have to go all the way to the back. They sell
wine.
They sell coffee, jams, candy. If you're in the doghouse, if you've done something naughty, and your lady is upset at you, you can probably find something that's not going to break the bank to beg for her apologies at Slight Indulgence.
Or if you want to avoid being in the doghouse, pick up a little something to let her know that you're thinking of her while you're out and about town.
Yes, if it's a transgression that's not worthy of jewelry, you can at least probably find something at Slight Indulgence.
Oh, and they sell all kinds of Jelly Belly jelly beans,
too.
Yeah,
they have a really good Jelly Belly section.
So you can make your own mixtures and things like that. Or get if you like all buttered popcorn, you can get all buttered popcorn.
And they sell coffee, like regular coffee, not just the beans. They have like the coffee urns. And I think they had some of the best flavored coffee. I was actually surprised in Morgantown at the flavored coffee selections, but that's another show. Little Miss Meh burping over there.
So one more thing about Slight Indulgence before we move on. They have an excellent tea selection, too. Mm. We're going to cover this. Like they say, that is another show. But they have a really, really good international tea section where you can find all different kinds of teas from all around the globe.
Yeah. So. And it's one of our favorite stores in Morgantown. It used to be right next to where Sheila worked, so they got a lot of my money. And I didn't have a lot of disposable income either, and they got a good chunk
of it here and there. It was like affordable luxuries kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. And they sell wacky beers, too.
They do.
They have a lot of international beers that you can't normally get at the regular stores there, too. So, but that's another show. That's a podcast.
That's definitely a podcast.
Back to the root beers. They also had Saranac there.
Yes, Saranac is one of those where I tried their beer, and it was okay, but their root beer was killer. Their root beer was awesome, and I can't really remember much of the flavor notes for it. I'd probably say smooth.
It was a little bitey, I thought.
Like spicy?
Yeah, it had a little bite to it.
It's been a long time since I had one, because it's been a long time since we were at Black Bear, which is where I would usually get Saranac.
Mm-hmm. But they have a good root beer, so if you see the Saranac label and you're used to seeing their beer, and it's someplace that doesn't normally sell beer, do a double take. Very good chance it's going to be the root beer, and it's a very good root beer,
too. It's delicious, especially with Black Bear burritos. Yes.
And then, of course, we have the Stewart's. Not only is their root beer delicious, their other flavors are delicious, too.
Yep.
It's a nice premium beverage. And
it's pretty ubiquitous, too, because, I mean, you can find cases of it at Costco and Sam's Club.
Well, I'm surprised I see more Stewart's here in Canada than I did in the States.
For single sale, yeah.
Yeah, and we didn't usually see it very often in the States. It was more of a rarity. And Stewart's also does a diet.
Yeah.
We'll talk about diets in a few minutes, but I like Stewart's diet root beer. It tastes very close to real root beer, but there's a diet root beer in a glass bottle that's even better.
IBC.
Woot!
Now, when I went through my I'm going to drink a little bit less phase, we'd always go to parties and bring six packs of IBC so that I could be sitting there and hanging out with everybody and have a brown glass bottle and have nobody
hassling you to drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if it was my turn to enjoy myself and you were driving, when you were designated driver, you took that. If I was designated driver, I'd take it too.
Exactly. So it's like a nice, you still feel like you're drinking something special in a social environment and you're having a good time and everything. And whenever we'd hang with people that had kids, we'd also get
Their IBC root beer,
IBC root beer, so that they could have like something special to drink.
Yeah, yeah, it's always a crowd pleaser.
A big social gathering.
Well, what was nice with IBC was it was a good root beer, and you could get it almost anywhere, at least in that area. You could get it at Walmart.
You can get it at the grocery stores, like Kroger's, Giant Eagle.
And Walmart used to have it $2.50 for a six-pack.
Yes.
Which made it cheaper than beer, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And it was also, it was just a nice treat for everybody. Mm-hmm. So, I really enjoyed IBC. It's one I don't think I found up here yet.
No, I don't know if, they, I haven't seen if it's it. Around.
I haven't really been looking for it, but I haven't seen it either.
Yeah.
So those, we've covered most of the root beers. Now, I don't drink a lot of regular soda, the full-octane sugared soda, because most modern sodas now are sweetened with high-fructose corn syrup or the generic equivalent, which is the fructose-glucose combo.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know why, but it makes me kind of sick. The more of it I have, the sicker I get from it.
Yeah. Well, it's like your body just doesn't process it.
No.
Much in the same way if somebody's lactose intolerant or if they have an allergy to monosodium glutamate.
Yeah.
Or something like that, where it's like, it just doesn't agree with your body, so we just avoid it.
Yeah. We don't know if my body processes it too fast or not fast, or doesn't process it or what.
Doesn't process it at all. It just drags everything through.
I think it maybe it just goes through me too fast. It
maybe.
It hits my bloodstream too fast because it's such a simple sugar. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I just know.
I don't even play one on TV.
We did the thing where, inadvertently we did it, where if you think you're lactose intolerant, you're, one of the tests you can do is have nothing in your stomach, drink a glass of milk, find out what happens.
Yeah.
We are out one day. I had nothing in my stomach. I was thirsty. I had a regular soda because the place we had gone to, it was at the mall in Maryland, had given us the wrong beverage. We had ordered a diet. They had given us a regular. I was thirsty. I didn't care. I drank it, and I was violently ill. And we tested it a few other times under similar circumstances, and every time I've been a very sick person. So I try to lean towards diet sodas, and I'm sure somebody somewhere along the line is going to send me an email saying aspartame will kill you. I am on the camp that you would have to eat or drink so much of it that I would probably just die of sheer boredom from trying to eat that much aspartame before the actual chemical would get me.
Nice analogy.
You would have to eat pounds and pounds of it. I'd have to sit there with a spoon and do nothing but eat aspartame for hours.
Straight aspartame.
Yeah, but before you build up enough, like they would give to lab rats to get them to get cancer. So I'm not really worried about it. If aspartame were really that deadly, I'd be dead by now.
Yeah.
Or I look for premium sodas that are flavored with sugarcane.
Yes.
So whenever I say I'm drinking a soda, 9 times out of 10, I'm really drinking something diet. But one of our favorite sodas, too, and this is, again, one of those ones out there that a lot of people look over, they've moved towards using cane sugar for most of their sodas, is Jones Soda.
Yes.
Jones rocks.
I love Jones.
Well, their sodas taste good. You can get them in cans or glass bottles.
They're like the microbrew of sodas.
They're like the Sam Adams of sodas.
Yes.
Actually. They're kind of big and out there, but they still have that like microbrew taste to them.
Yeah.
Really good. Excuse me. You could get them almost anywhere in the States. Sheetz was a huge distributor of Jones Soda. Target sold them in the case by cases.
Yes.
That was really cool. And they mark right on the front of the bottle or the can if it's cane sugar or not, which I thought was awesome.
They're moving all of their stuff over to cane sugar. I think it's pretty much complete now.
Yeah. The last time I checked the website, they had 15 flavors sweetened with cane sugar.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. For people, again, who don't like high fructose corn syrup or they don't like the taste of it. And
or they don't like the taste of aspartame, because apparently aspartame has a taste.
Yes, then you can go with that. And I can tell the difference when I taste it now, too. But I'm also kind of finely tuned towards it. Other people may not. Whereas there are some people who can tell if there's MSG in something, and I have no clue. I eat them equally. I'm like, yeah, this is great.
They
can
taste the MSG. I just eat it.
Yeah, it's different strokes for different folks. But Jones Soda, their root beer rocks. My favorite is probably their cream soda, though.
Yeah, their cream soda is really good.
It's sweet. It's smooth. It's refreshing in a weird way. It has to be chilled, though. If it gets warm, it's not as good.
Right.
And then Jones Soda is also known for doing wacky flavors.
Oh, God. They're well, first of all, for different holidays, they have their Christmas pack. It's like a six-pack, and it's entire Christmas meal in a six-pack.
It was a four-pack.
It was a four-pack, yeah. Okay. So there's turkey, there's mashed potatoes with gravy, there's cranberry, and what was the other thing?
Stuffing, wasn't
it? Stuffing.
There? Yeah.
And it tastes exactly like it. It's creepy.
Yes. Sheila was brave and got one year and said, oh. They had, for Halloween, they did the mini cans for trick-or-treaters. And the cans had little Halloween designs on them, like little
jack-o'-lanterns
faces. And ghosties. And they were candy corn flavored. And we bought a little six-pack. We're like, it can't be candy corn flavored. They can't do that. Took it home, put it in the fridge, got it nice and cold, opened them up, drank a little bit, and said, wow, it tastes just like candy corn. I feel like I should chew it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's weird because your brain is saying that's candy corn, but your mouth is saying that's a liquid.
Yeah, so very disorienting. I couldn't finish it. Sheila ended up drinking the rest of the 6-pack. It was too sweet for me.
And that's something I loved during Halloween when I was a kid, was the Pop House.
Yes, and there was always one.
There was always one on every block. It was like that mystical, happy thing from childhood.
Yes.
That was special, the Pop House.
Well, we had the Pop House, but we also had the Orange Drink House. And at least in the area where I grew up, there was a, I can't remember the name of it, but it was like a milk plant. And they sold iced tea and orange drink.
Gallagher's?
It used to be something else before it was Gallagher's.
Okay.
But it was a long time ago. And they used to, when my sister was in band, at halftime after the band played, they passed out to the band orange drink. The band always got little pints of it for them. And whenever you got your little carton of milk at school, it would be from this dairy. And when I got older, like junior high and high school, you had the option of buying milk or iced tea or orange drink. And I remember drinking gallons of this orange drink. But it was a really special thing because the only time I ever got it when I was really little was when my sister was in band and it was halftime and I went over to see her and I'd like steal some of her orange drink. But there was one house on the street, the guy worked for the dairy, so they'd always pass out the little cartons of the orange drink. And that was like so special. Yeah. Like, orange drink!
The guy in the neighborhood where we used to go trick-or-treating was my grandparents' neighborhood. My mom and my aunts and uncle grew up, and they knew all the neighbors, so trick-or-treating there was safe. And there was one guy there that worked for the Coca-Cola bottling plant, so he always had Coke.
See, yeah. Another family on the street, he worked for 7-Up, so they always passed out 7-Up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so he got cans of 7-Up from that house, so it was kind of cool.
Oh, and the orange drink? We used to get that from McDonald's when I was a kid, and it would be whenever there was, like, a snow day or a summer fun day.
McDonald's would show up with coolers and this orange drink stuff.
Yeah.
We used to get that, too, but the stuff at the dairy was better.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
It was really good. I can't describe it. Their iced tea was killer, too. We used to get the pints of iced tea all the time,
mm-hmm.
And it came in a little cardboard carton. I used to drink, like, two of those at lunch every day.
Okay.
They were so good. Anyway, I digress. So, back to, where were we? Jones Soda's awesome. We may have to pause this. I'm going to have to go to work soon.
Crap.
I know. But we're actually taking our time and covering all the sodas we want. Let's hit the international scene for a minute.
Okay.
Because we know what my favorite soda is. If I could drink any soda right now, if I could wiggle my nose and a glass of this would appear, or rather a bottle of this would appear, I'd want Spezi.
Mm. And what does Spezi taste like?
Heaven. It tastes like pure goodness in a bottle. No. Spezi's a German soda. And a little background. My brother-in-law was in the military. And when my sister married him, he was in the military. And his second assignment after they got married was in Germany. So Michelle and Jeff moved to Germany, and I went over to visit them a couple times. And they had, since they were in Germany, they found Spezi. It's a blend of cola and orange with a dash of lemon in it. And it's the name Spezi's almost become like a generic name in Germany, much like how you said if you go south, we're going to get a couple Cokes. Spezi means any orange cola / lemon flavored soda now, but Spezi it is still a brand name for one particular type. And Coke has a version of it out, Pepsi has a version of it out, but they don't market it in the United States. They only market it overseas. But it's one of those things that comes in like the nice big 16-ounce or 20-ounce or whatever glass mm-hmm. bottle. And I really remember the real stuff when we would get it was really carbonated, like burn your nose carbonated, but it was so good. So when I went to visit them a couple times, you know, Michelle always had it around. If we went out on the town or something, I'd always get a bottle of Spezi. And then in high school, our symphonic band got to go to France for the celebration of the Normandy invasion, the 50th anniversary of it. So my sister and brother-in-law took a train over to Paris to meet us there and see us, since I hadn't seen her in like a year at that point. And I brought cookies from Grandma, and Michelle brought Spezi for me and my friends. So you have like four 15, 16-year-old high school girls in a hotel room with these bottles of Spezi that are not twist-offs. They're glass bottles with crown caps. They're pop-offs. And we're looking at it going, none of us know how to open this. None of us are old enough to drink. So we don't have, like, you know, beer-opening talents. How are we going to get to this soda that we want so badly?
You would have given me a lighter. I would have had them all open in under a minute.
Yeah, well, you know. We eventually ended up finding a nice sharp corner in the bathroom on the counter, and we were able to kind of wedge the cap there and hit the bottles and pop them off after a couple tries, but that was humorous.
Yeah.
Us running around trying to open these bottles, and it's great soda. And when we went to the Coke Museum in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
the high point of the Coke Museum for Michelle and I was, it's a cute museum. It's not going to take a whole day. You're talking maybe an hour and a half. 2 hours tops to go through it. But if you're in Atlanta, you have a couple hours to kill, you're near the Coke Museum, go check it out. It's very cool. But at the end, they had this big room with all the different beverages that they sell around the world, and they had a little dispenser for the Coke version of Spezi, and Michelle and I found it, and drank like twice our weight in it. It was great.
Weren't you making it at Burger King?
Yeah.
By mixing like a third cola, a third orange, and a dash of...
Yeah, I put a bunch of lemon in, and I do about, I think it was about just a touch over half Coke, then some of the orange soda, it was like Orange Crush or something, and then they had the little lemon packets for iced tea, and I'd put in one or two lemon packets depending on the size. I used to make that.
Cool.
You have to tinker with the ratios till you get it right depending on the size of the cup, but it's really good.
Okay, we're back. We hope that you enjoyed that part about root beer, and we've actually got a root beer here that we're going to try. It's Jones Cane Sugar Soda, and it's got a big peacock on the front. Jones is fun because they'll put different pictures on the labels that people send in.
And this is one we've had before. This isn't, you know, ooh, look what we found. But we thought it'd be fun just to taste it and then immediately tell you guys what we're tasting. As opposed to, oh yeah, we remember that we liked that. So we've got some little glasses here. We've emptied the cabinet of like shot glasses and rocks glasses so we can taste all the sodas we've got. We picked this up at just a local convenience store in Oshawa. Jones is definitely, between the two countries, the kind of soda that you can get almost anywhere you go. You just have to kind of open your eyes and look for it. It's usually in cooler cases, kind of separate from the regular 20-ounce bottles of the big boy soda, you know, the big companies. So
here we go.
Here we go.
Tasting some... Cheers.
It's very smooth.
It's definitely got a rooty taste to it.
A rooty taste. It tastes like root vegetables. No, it doesn't. There's no bite.
No bite at all. It's smooth.
It's lightly carbonated. It's not a heavily carbonated soda.
Got a little bit of an anise aftertaste, actually.
Mm-hmm. It's like, and I know it says root beer, but it almost has a slight birch beer taste to it, too.
Yeah, where it's got that herbal taste. Mm.
Did we talk about the Weiss birch beer?
I don't think we did, actually.
Oh, okay.
This would be a good time to throw that out.
Well, as we're sipping this as we go, birch beer is like root beer. And this is, again, another blast from the past for me, because when I was a kid, there was a brand of birch beer. It was like super cheap. It was a generic. It was by Food Club. It was just Food Club birch beer, and it was awesome. And my dad used to buy it all the time. He'd buy it by the case, keep it in the basement. We'd drink it in the summers. And then it just disappeared, and it's really hard to find birch beer now. And it tastes kind of like root beer, but it has a slightly different taste to it with like a little more bite.
I think it almost has like a wintergreen taste because it's made from birch sap.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste like mint, though. It just has like a stronger taste.
Yeah.
Really. But my sister, where she lives in Maryland, they have Weiss grocery stores, or Weiss. It's spelled W-E-I-S-S.
Like Janet Weiss from Rocky Horror
Picture Show. Or W-E-I-S, I'm sorry, there's one S, but it should be pronounced Weiss, but everybody says Weiss. You know, it's one of those things. It's a regionalism, I guess. But Weiss sells their own store brand of birch beer, and they have white birch beer.
Mm.
And they have
diet white birch beer,
which sounds busy, but it's one of Sheila's favorites.
Yeah, I love the diet white birch beer.
And whenever we go to see them, we always come back with at least a six pack or a case or a couple bottles of it or something. It's really good. The white birch beer is smoother than the regular birch beer, I think.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a hybrid between root beer, cream soda, and birch beer, but it's really good. And the diet has a lot of flavor.
Yes.
Which is something, it seems if you go diet with non-cola flavors, whatever you're drinking actually kind of tastes like the soda. Whereas if you go with, like, Diet Coke, doesn't really taste like
Coke. Well, it's like, when we first got together, you were alarmed by the amount of soda that I would drink. So you're like, man, you got to cut back to diet or something. Because you're consuming a lot of empty calories.
She was drinking, like, a 2 liter a day of regular Dr. Pepper, which is really bad for you.
But it's delicious.
It's like the fast track to diabetes, I'm sorry.
So we got Diet Dr. Pepper. Because they had all these commercials out that were talking about how it tastes more like regular Dr. Pepper, and it does. And that was my gateway diet soda.
It's a gateway drug.
It is. Because after I drank that, I started trying other diets. Because there was the, what was it, Diet Pepsi... Diet Pepsi Twist. And it had, like, a picture of a little lemon on it with little bubbles floating up. I'm like, see the bubbles? They decrapify the flavor.
Yeah, that was the lemon one. The one with the lime wasn't as good, I thought.
Mm-mm.
But the Diet Pepsi Twist was actually really good, but you had to drink it cold. If you let it warm up, it started to taste like a big cup full of chemicals.
That's what, the same thing with Coke Zero.
Yeah.
You're like, you have to drink it ice cold, otherwise... It's
exactly.
Not the same.
And a lot of people say, oh, that stuff will kill you. It'll give you cancer. It's safe as long as you're not drinking, like, multiple 2 liters a day. Then maybe it'll build up in your system. But the quantities they had to give lab rats and animals when they were testing it to actually get tumors to grow were, like, you were doing nothing but living off of
aspartame and all of that other stuff. Though Coke Zero, I'm surprised up here the number of people who think it's not a diet soda.
Yeah.
Because we had your mom's birthday party, and
people are just going to town on it.
Well, no, her one friend Cindy. Mm-hmm. She said, you know, we didn't know if there'd be any diet soda, so we brought some Diet Pepsi. I said, well, we picked up some Coke Zero. She's like, yeah, but we don't drink regular soda. I'm like, no, Coke Zero is
zero calories,
sugar-free soda. Yeah. And I've run into that a couple other times where people didn't realize it. And Coke Zero, the difference between that and Diet Coke is the balancing of the artificial sweeteners. Because they have the other one that I don't remember. It's like it starts with a K. The K sweetener is what I kind of call it. That is in a different ratio to the aspartame in it, and that's what gives you a taste that's a little bit closer to regular Coke, because it's more of a harsher taste than a sweeter taste.
Yeah.
So. But Sheila just chugged the rest of her root beer, so I think we're going to check out the next soda we picked up. Oh, that's going to be Bernie.
Yes. Oh, it was so Bernie. Okay, so we've got the Blue Sky, and usually you find these in hippie stores or health food stores. We got this from Feel Good.
Feel Good.
In Oshawa, and it's Jamaican ginger ale made with real sugar. It says so right on the package. Maybe people think that Coke Zero is regular because it's dressed in black, so they think it's evil.
Yes, it's the evil Coke, as opposed to being the Diet Coke.
It's just the evil Diet Coke.
Exactly. In the snippet that you found, did we talk about the Bernie ginger beers?
I think so.
Okay. Because we recorded that soda episode so many times, it all blurred together, and I couldn't remember what we mentioned and what we did.
Well, we can just talk about it again, and yeah, as I'm editing it, I'll just cut it out of the first one, and you can hear it for the first time now.
Well, I'm just worried this is going to be reminiscent of it.
It does have a very hot ginger smell to it.
It's not good.
It's not painful.
Well,
but it's very...
Okay, the burp didn't burn. We're safe.
Okay. It's very assertive ginger flavor, and... Mm.
It's not very sweet at all. It has like almost a citrusy tang to it. You see the can. Is there any citrus in it?
I don't think so. It's probably just the ginger.
Well, there is citric acid in it.
Well, there is in every soda, to be honest.
I just wonder if that's where it's... Because it almost has like a citrusy taste to it. It's good. The can is so pretty, too. It's all blue and hippie looking. And
it's beautiful, man.
Man.
Oh, man. Okay, so the Bernie... ginger beer story.
I should have taken a picture of these before we started drinking them. And we'll take a picture of the empties.
So it was at Country Produce, and we found Stewart's ginger beer, and we got a bottle of it, and I cracked it open, and I was chugging it in the car because we were
getting a movie.
We're going to a movie. Yeah. So I was thirsty, so I got myself a pop, and we're drinking it. And it was burning when you were drinking it, and very, very bitey. And then when you burped, it, like, singed your nose hairs off. It came up through the back of your throat and just burnt everything out.
So she's sitting there drinking it, and then she'd burp, and then she'd whimper. Look over in the car, like, are you all right? She's like, the soda, it burns. Well, stop drinking it. I can't, it's soda. Chug, chug, chug.
Brap.
Oh! And we got to the movie theater, and she still had, like, a quarter of a bottle to go. We had to go in and get her tickets. And
I just chugged it.
She just sat there.
I just manned up.
Well, before you chugged it, you looked at it, you're like, I don't want to do this, but I can't waste soda. That's a sin. Oh. And then she just threw it back.
Let out a horrendous burp, and there was fire coming out. Of it.
There wasn't, but this isn't nearly as carbonated, and that may be part of it.
Maybe.
And it's not as heavily ginger, but it's not a ginger beer, this is a ginger ale.
Yeah. It definitely has more of an assertive ginger flavor than, than say, Canada Dry or Seagram's or any of the no-name brands brands.
This would be a killer mixer, though.
Yeah.
Oh, and we are recording at home, so there will be intermittent snuffling and jinglies from the monster that's running around below us.
And by monster, we mean dog.
Yes. He sounds like a monster. He's really our pet goblin.
Anyway,
so our pet warg. He's a toy warg. This is pretty good. I would buy this again.
Yeah, definitely.
I would love to taste this with like some Captain or some rye. I think it'd be really good. It would bring out the flavors of the rye a little better than normal. So do we want to go on to the next one? And we'll finish this later.
Yeah,
I don't think I can chug that much soda, especially not the ginger one.
But why not? So the next one we've got is from the Boylan Soda Corporation, or Boylan Soda Company, and they always make their stuff with cane sugar.
This particular one is
a zero calorie, it's orange seltzer water. So
we had never seen the seltzer water from Boylan before. We've seen a lot of their regular sodas, the cola, the cream soda, the orange, the root beer. But this caught our eye at the hippie store. So we figured we'd pick it up since it's something new we've never had. Just like we've never, I don't think we've ever had the Blue Sky. I think we've seen it before.
I've seen it in a lot of health food stores and in hippie stores.
But we've never had it.
But we've never actually had it, yeah. So there's one.
Ooh, and we're using the beer festival tasting glasses. This seems so wrong to put, you know, seltzer water in a beer festival glass.
It smells very orangey.
Ooh.
It's super fragrant.
Yeah.
But it doesn't smell artificial. It smells like orange oil.
Yeah, it smells like somebody just peeled an orange, actually, in the glass.
Yeah.
It's very fizzy.
Oh.
Oh.
It wasn't sweet.
Oh, my God.
Okay, it's not unpleasant, but it wasn't what I was expecting.
It's carbonated water with natural mandarin orange flavor. That's why. So this is...
We were expecting something sweet, and it wasn't.
Oof.
I wish I would have had the camera out.
Yeah. This would have been good for a video podcast.
Oh, no.
Still.
Does it have quinine in it?
No, it doesn't, but doesn't it taste like it?
It could be tonic water.
It could practically be, yeah.
It would be really good with gin.
Yeah. And tonic water is of carbonated water that has quinine and usually some kind of sweetener
or
in it.
Or quinine.
Quinine. But the quinine's the stuff you take so you don't get malaria, pretty much.
Yeah, it was originally developed by the British when they were being naughty and colonizing India so that they could stop from getting malaria. And in order to make it more palatable, they mixed it with gin, which is kind of funny because most people think gin tastes like crap.
Because gin's kind of gross on its own, so let's make something that tastes even worse with it and
right.
drink that.
And by the time you drink the tonic water, you'll forget how crappy the gin tasted.
Probably.
But I do really like gin and tonics, but...
Because, you know, we have a huge malaria problem in Canada with the constant summers all throughout the year and the mosquitoes, so we have to drink a lot of quinine up here.
It is refreshing, though, and I don't want to drink more because, not because it tastes bad, but because it quenched my thirst. It's like I'm not thirsty anymore.
Well, it's a contrast because we just went from super sweet Jones soda to a fairly sweet ginger ale to the...
Not sweet at all.
Puckerlicious seltzer water now that I don't really... You're right, I don't want to drink any more of it either, but this is one that would be a really good mixer.
Yeah, it would.
This
it's
would
like everything
well
that we
gin.
Picked out would be a good mixer.
I wouldn't mix the Jones. I think that would be
no.
too...
But the ginger ale, though.
Oh, the ginger ale. Well, ginger ale is naturally a good mixer, though, so we'll put that one aside.
You're like, well, we'll just put that over there.
No, the last one on our little parade here is one I've already had. I picked this up for the first time we recorded the soda episode to try, and it's called Gus Grown Up Soda. And we got this from Bulk Barn.
Yeah.
Because Bulk Barn, Inc., this little chain store in Canada, they have a cooler in the back, and they usually have different kinds of drinks. They have energy drinks. That's where you get the cool energy drinks, like the Pac-Man energy drink and the Mario one and the Duff beer one and stuff. Which, energy drinks are awesome, but I probably shouldn't drink them. So this particular flavor of the grown-up soda is dry pomegranate. And the grown-up sodas, the whole thing is that it's lightly sweetened. It's not quite as sweet as
Coke or
something.
And it says on the bottle, not too sweet.
Yeah, it has real fruit juice in it. This one has cane sugar, pomegranate juice concentrate, cranberry juice concentrate, elderberry juice concentrate, and a bunch of other junk in it. But it's not like heavily artificial. There's some artificial flavors in it, but natural flavors in it, but it's not full of like random chemicals that you can't pronounce.
It's more like carbonated juice, to be honest, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of these different things out at supermarkets, at Trader Joe's.
Now, the one I had was the cranberry lime twist one. I've never had the pomegranate, so we'll see how this one fares.
It smells very pomegranate-y.
It actually
has pink foam.
Yeah, it has pink foam like it's beer. That's kind of pretty.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it is. It doesn't have a very sweet initial taste, but it has a very powerful pomegranate aftertaste.
But it's not too tart. There's no pucker with it. It's very smooth.
That's really good.
Mm. And it smells so good when you drink it.
One of my favorite things from Trader Joe's is the blood orange soda, which is just basically carbonated blood orange juice.
But it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I like the carbonated juices. What was the one they used to sell it at Jay's Daily Grind? Up at the top of High Street
in Morgantown?
On Wiley Street.
Mm-hmm.
It was called, I think it was just called Twist, and it was a carbonated juice. And it was really good. I used to get the carbonated orange juice once in a while when I didn't want a coffee, but I went down there. And it was delicious, if you can find that too. And that, I think, is more commonly available around the United States. I haven't seen it up here yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. Mm. So we talked a little bit in the previous segment about international sodas with Spezi and everything. Was there any other international sodas of the world that you wanted to talk about?
No, we found a neat list online the other day, which prompted the, hey, we should finish that soda episode. It was the 10 weirdest sodas in the world.
Yeah.
And they were kind of gross. We were going to put the link up with the podcast, so you can go check it out yourself. But
it's from a humorous list site called Odie.
Odee. Oddly enough, almost all of these sodas are from the East, like Japan.
Yeah, they have some strange things there. They have a very different taste.
What was that one you got that had the little glass ball in the middle of it? Remember we got it from FYE? It was a Japanese soda. It came in a glass bottle, and it had the neck of the bottle was smushed in a little bit, and it had this little glass marble in it.
And that's how you opened it?
Yeah, and that's how you opened it, and when you drank, the marble would move up and down so you could drink. It almost reminded me of a giant hamster bottle full of soda for people. With the glass, you know how the ball's in the hamster nozzle? It's like,
yeah. I'm trying to remember what the name of it was.
I can't remember the name of it either.
But it was melon soda, wasn't it?
It was weird.
Wasn't it really
sweet? I thought it had lychee.
Maybe.
It was really sweet, like super sweet. Like I felt my teeth rotting in my head while we drank it sweet.
Yeah.
Which is something I found when I try like a Japanese soda or something like that, one of the really weird ones. They're usually heavily sweet. Not like, you know, the grown-up soda or, well, the seltzer water that we had. This stuff is, like, more sweet than the candy corn soda that we had.
More sweet than it rightly should be?
Yes. Yes.
I can't remember what it was called. I'll look it up and post a link of it.
Just like the Orbit. Was it Orbit?
Oh, Orbits. Yeah, we never got a chance to talk about that. I loved that soda.
So foul.
It wasn't really carbonated, though, was it?
A little bit.
It was, like, lightly.
It was lightly carbonated.
But it had that little... It was like a little marshmallow suspended throughout the
They were disgusting.
Thing. It was awesome.
It
I
was
loved
like
it.
Bubble tea with soda.
Yeah.
But it was disgusting because it was too sweet.
No, it was good.
It was horrible. They don't make it anymore.
I think they only made it for like 1 year.
Yeah.
It didn't do very well.
Well, they probably had kids dropping dead of a heart attack because they chug like four of them and then they just...
Whee!
Yeah. The sugar rush probably killed them. My God.
Did you want to talk about energy drinks?
Not much to say. They're good. They're delicious. They're evil when I shouldn't have them. But I can't resist it. The one by Jones Soda, I haven't seen it in years now.
Well, Bass? It tasted delicious. It tasted like Flintstone vitamins.
Yeah, it was the best one out there. That one was pretty good.
Because you know, Red Bull's like definitely an acquired taste.
Yeah. Diet Red Bull tastes better though.
Yeah, it's not as strong tasting, I don't think.
No, it's not as strong, but I am really happy that they've started putting, not really warnings on the side of them, but recommended daily doses.
Yeah.
Because when they first came out, there was nothing on the side of the can. I'm like, this is great, I'm going to drink six.
When they first came out, I didn't know what it was, because the commercial was so vague.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a...
I thought it was
like
an alcohol thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it really, you always saw it advertised at a bar, and then you saw the really vague commercials with the cartoons of Red Bull gives you wings. You're like, I don't know what it does.
Like, does that mean it makes you drunk and high? What?
Yeah, we didn't know what it did. And then we started seeing it in convenience stores, and we realized, oh, it's this newfangled thing called an energy drink. Well, let me try one of those. I bought one day. Our neighbor had gotten drunk, fallen asleep, and left his stereo on loud. We could not get into his apartment to turn it off. He wouldn't wake up, and the police refused to do anything because they couldn't hear it from the street, but he had it up to like full volume, so we couldn't sleep, and I had a test the next morning, so I didn't get to fall asleep until he finally woke up at 5 and turned it off. I got maybe 3 hours of sleep. I woke up, I was on my way down to campus, and I stopped and got a Red Bull for the first time, and I said, well, let's see if there's anything to this, and cracked it and chugged it on the way to class, and it actually made a difference.
Yeah,
it perked me up enough that I could take my test and go home and just crash. And I was like, these are great, I want to drink these all the time.
Yeah.
And then I switched to the diet ones because the regular ones didn't deal well with me, but they've changed the sweetener now in Red Bull. It's something else. And then everybody brought out energy drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheets has one that's not bad. The
Liquid Z.
Liquid Z was good.
Diet Liquid Z, that would be our road trip drink.
Yeah.
Of choice. We'd walk in, because usually they always had it. It was like 2 for 2 or something.
Yeah. Or 2 for 3.
Or 2 for 3 or something.
It was 2 for 3 for the little ones and 2 for 4 for the big ones.
I got the big ones sometimes. Yes. It made us go fast.
Yes. And then we'd also get Rockstar. Diet Rockstar.
Diet Rockstar is awesome.
Darn tasty. One of my preferred ones. Diet Amp is pretty good. Amp is the one by Mountain Dew, which kind of has a Mountain Dew taste. And since I'm a Mountain Dew junkie and I can't get Diet Mountain Dew up here, I take any opportunity I can to pick up a Diet Amp to try to get the fix.
Yeah.
But mostly our go-tos were Red Bull, Diet Red Bull, and the Z, Liquid Z when we were in the States. Up here, we don't drink as many.
No.
I was also doing a lot of the rocket shots for a while. Those were very bad.
I did those at work.
Oh.
Well, the nice thing about those is not like you don't get the crash.
Yeah, because there's not as much sugar in it.
It's just like, oh, it stopped working. Mm-hmm. And you're vaguely aware that you're not operating at the peak performance, and you're not as mentally vigilant, but you're not crashed, like, ugh.
But they didn't taste bad.
I mean,
that was one thing that the ones that tasted really bad that we had, we never went back to. We were always, our first criteria was, I want it to taste good, because I have to drink it. But remember balls?
Oh.
Balls!
balls!
It was a soda that started out for gamers. It'd been around for a couple years. We saw it on ThinkGeek, and they started selling it in sheets. And it's soda spiked with extra caffeine and guarana and some of the other little, like, herbal things that are supposed to make you go fast. And they were pretty good, because they had, like, Geek Beer, which was root beer.
Root beer.
And then they had a diet one that was clear that kind of tasted like cream soda.
Yeah.
And that was the one I used to get. That one was really good. So, and then this old standby, the old school energy drink is Jolt.
Jolt Cola.
I remember picking up Jolt at the little convenience store.
Were like outraged when they first came out with that, and it's like,
yeah,
well, take some charge then and don't let your kids drink it.
Yeah, but I never drank a lot of it till I got to be a teenager. I was in college. Did you ever have Water Joe up here?
Water Joe? I vaguely remember hearing something about it. Was it water that was spiked with caffeine?
Yep. It was around for maybe a year, I think, where I lived, and it was caffeinated water, and it tasted like somebody dissolved a caffeine tablet in it.
Well, I was gonna say, I wonder if that's the how the coffee producers are making a little bit of money off of the water that they use to decaffeinate coffee with.
Because
they use water to decaffeinate coffee, and it doesn't take away all the caffeination, but some of it.
I don't know. No, this was like a little independent thing. It was a very small company. It wasn't produced by any of the major players, like Coke or Pepsi or something like that.
Well, doesn't caffeine by itself taste pretty horrible?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, get a caffeine tablet and
the Wake Wakes.
Let it dissolve on your tongue. It's a horrible taste. It's terrible. Just drink coffee. You'll be further ahead. But I think we're just about done with soda here. We have resurrected the lost episode, so you guys can listen to that. We've gone through a couple of the other sodas that we wanted to cover in that episode and we didn't get a chance to, because I really did want to talk about the grown-up soda.
It is good. I really like it.
It's good, and I find as I get older and crankier that I don't like things that are sickly sweet, and this really hits the spot when I want something that's kind of sugary but it's not going to make me zip around the room at full speed. So, anything else to add?
I don't think so. I think that's it.
Okay, well, this is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and we're Zwei Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed this Zwei Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on MySpace and or Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. Please email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zweifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zweifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends, but please make sure that credit is given. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.